I got together with Angelo Torres. We did a lot of jobs together in the 50s, and then later on we did something in the 60s, and we were both already married, and we had this one job, and we lived fairly close to one another, and we were able to do that together, which was kind of fun. It kind of brought back the old days, you know. So that was fun to do.
Maybe it's an apocryphal story, but I think there was one Western you guys did for Charlton where you did a 20-page story overnight.
Yeah. Well, that was back in 57, and Charlton gave us 25 pages to do the Westerns. I think there were, one was a Cheyenne Kid, which was, I think, a 20-pager. It was either three chapters of 5 pages each, and then an extra two Westerns. Anyway, it was about 25 pages of Westerns that had to be done. And Charlton had a company, their company was in Connecticut, and they had a room in New York somewhere, in New York City on 42nd Street, where they would come down once a week to pick up artwork from artists that were working in the neighborhood there in Brooklyn, New York, and take it back. And you picked up artwork and you delivered your artwork there instead of going all the way up to Connecticut. So they gave us these 25 pages, Dick Turgeon gave us these 25 pages to do. And Ange and I figured, hey, no problem, we can do it in a week. So we didn't start working on it right away. It was summer. It was summer.
That's a good excuse.
Yeah, so we, in other words, we really started worrying on Monday of the following week when we had 2 days to go. And it was nice. We went to the beach Monday. and we said, well, we can get it done. We've got the paper, we've got the setup, so we can get it done. We go home tonight and we'll start work. So we happened to be going, I don't know what it was, but we went, a movie marquee caught our eye. I think Scaramouche was playing. So we sort of looked at one another, we got off the bus, and went to the movie. And I'm not making this up. I know it sounds like I'm making it up, but it is not. This is absolutely true. On Tuesday, you know, we saw the movie, and by that time it was 9, 10 o'clock at night. We figured, well, we're 42nd Street. Let's see what else is playing. I think it was a Flynn movie we went to see. So we went to see Desperate Journey. We went to see that. So we had went to see that. By that time it was 12. We figured, well, why don't we just, we'll get up good and early tomorrow morning. This is Tuesday. Job's got to be in on Wednesday. We'll just stay with it and work. We should get it done, you know. So we'd burn the midnight oil. Well, Tuesday night, we kind of thought maybe we really should get to work. And at 8 o'clock, there was a show, I don't know what the name of it was, on TV, that had John Payne doing a series of Westerns, weekly Westerns. The Restless Gun. And it kind of looked interesting because...
Still have a Charlton editor.
Yeah, So we watched that, and I remember the show only because it had a terrific fight in it, Two stuntmen got together and did a great fight in the thing, So by 8:30 we said, well, it's time to work. So we got down at 8:30 down to our drawing tables, and we did 25 pages of pencil and ink and delivered the next morning at 10 o'clock. We didn't sleep, we just worked right. We started at 8:30, we finished at 9 o'clock that morning. We did 25 pages, and we were both amazed that we could do it. I mean, we sort of looked at one another and said, did we just do what we just did, 25 pages? They were paying us $13.50 a page, and the 50 cents was a kickback for the honor of doing these pages. So much for, making big money. But the fact that we did it so quickly was the best comic book money we ever made.